Welcome to The Astrology Show with your host, Kelly Fox. Each week, Kelly will give you access to the current transits that are a valuable tool which provide astrological information to help unlock the potential each of us has through our sun sign. Understanding the current planetary influences each week can help steer us in the right direction to make better informed choices. Sometimes, events in your life may seem completely random, but there is a pattern to the order of these events, one set in motion in part by you and in part by the planets and stars in the sky and their influence on your life here on Earth. So if you're wondering what's going to happen in your week ahead, if you're going to get that promotion, move to a new city, or fall in love, tune in to The Astrology Show for guidance. It can help you anticipate problems before they occur, give you tools to cope with changes, and help you look forward to the wonderful days ahead. Kelly Fox is a professional astrologer and internet pioneer who launched Astrology.com, one of the first and most successful astrology websites. Today, her passion lies with her new site, TheAstrologer.com, where she brings a modern-day approach to an ancient wisdom. Please join Kelly each week to learn more about how the planets can align for you.
Hi there, and welcome to The Astrology Show. I'm your host and astrologer, Kelly Fox. Apologies that we didn't start usually on the hour, 6 o'clock Pacific time, 9 p.m. Eastern time. Technical difficulties, which just got resolved. And it's interesting because on Sunday, Mercury will be turning retrograde. Every time there's some sort of communication issue, we blame Mercury, and for good reason. So be sure to tune into next week's show to get the blow-by-blow details on Mercury retrograde, which we are feeling tonight. So tonight's show is going to be a half show because all the good stuff's happening next week. So on tonight's show, we have I'm going to talk about love planet Venus moving retrograde into Pisces. That happened yesterday, that's Sunday. And also this week, we've got Saturn turning retrograde, where it will be retrograde until August. And a few other smaller planetary aspects. But the headline of the week, or the headlines of the week, is love planet Venus moving backwards into Pisces, where it will be until April 28th, and then Saturn, the planet of karma, turning retrograde in Sagittarius. So let's start with love planet Venus moving into Pisces, so moving backwards into Pisces. That happened yesterday, that's Sunday. So as I say each week, the planets have their favourite signs and their least favourite signs. So Venus really likes being in Pisces. It's a sign that it doesn't mind being coupled up with, so that's good news, whereas previously it has been in Aries, and Venus is a little bit uncomfortable when it's put together with Aries. So even though this Venus is going to be retrograde in Pisces, which usually means love going backwards, or if you're making any major purchases at this time, be careful. Anytime Venus is retrograde, it really isn't a good time to start a new relationship or to make a major purchase. Now, Venus will be retrograde until April 15th, so not long to go, the end of next week, and things should start to clear with regards to love and money. But in the meantime, so Venus moved into Pisces, backwards into Pisces yesterday. And I always think of any time Venus comes together with Pisces, we're sweeter than sugar, softer than a pillow. We might be incurable romantics, living in our own little dream world, escaping the cruel, harsh reality of day-to-day life. Some of us might be very detached from the reality we usually experience, but when Venus moves into Pisces, where it is now, we can escape reality in certain ways, responsibilities. And it's also a great time for being creative and being open to inspiration. So with Venus in Pisces, it's a good time for developing creativity and artistry. That'll give us a great deal of satisfaction when Venus is in Pisces. So also, because it is retrograde, we might be redoing something from the past or completing a relationship from the past. I always say that when the planet is retrograde, it is something that we need to resolve from the past. So Venus, it turned retrograde in Aries on March 4th. And then, of course, it turns direct in Pisces on April 15th. So it will be in Pisces until April 28th. So on the 15th, it turns direct in Pisces, and then it continues through Pisces through April 28th, where it will then move back into Aries. So Venus, of course, is the planet of love and money. It's also how we socialize with others, and how we generally like approach any type of partnership. So at the moment, some of us might be feeling a bit dreamy, particularly the water signs, about our relationships, fantasizing about what could be. Maybe some of us thinking the grass is greener on the other side of the fence. Be careful not to make any sort of hasty decisions with regards to your relationships or your bank account at this time. That's definitely the word of caution. Now, Venus retrograde is unusual. It's the planet that is retrograde the least amount of times. So anytime Venus is retrograde, it is pretty big news. So at the moment, it has just moved into Pisces. So when Venus is retrograde, it's no surprise that the relationship issues do come to the surface for many couples. And so things that we've been tolerating in our relationship suddenly become intolerable. So maybe one of you, both of you, might be doing, saying things you otherwise would not. Now, when Venus is in Pisces retrograde, there's no boundaries. So Pisces is a sign that needs to learn how to lay down boundaries. Otherwise, they get taken advantage of, or anybody that has a lot of planets in Pisces. So with Venus in Pisces, it's all about setting boundaries within your relationship. And things that might have been swept under the carpet will present themselves. So, and as I said, it's not a great time to start a relationship when Venus is retrograde. It's probably better to put any sort of permanent decisions off until later when Venus goes direct. That's any time after April 15th. And then Venus will be retrograde again in another 18 months' time. It is a good time to reconnect with someone from your past, friends or lovers. Venus retrograde is a great time to reconnect. But also the best use of Venus retrograde is to reevaluate what is important to you in your life with regards to your relationship or your financial affairs. It's a time to sort of think about what do you value. You know, perceive your value system with new eyes during this period, and it is a lot easier to make adjustments accordingly at this time. So as I said, try not to purchase any luxury items at this time. And with Venus retrograde, it's a great time for shopping in antique stores or secondhand stores or flea markets. Anything that's been used or recycled, that's what this energy is all about. And of course, with Venus in Pisces, it's all about being romantic. Some of us might be incurable romantics. We might be prone to fantasy when it comes to love. We might see the god or goddess in everyone we meet. thinking that we've met our dream partner. And practicality goes right out the window when Venus is retrograde in Pisces. And as I said, it's important to lay down boundaries. So that's something to be aware of during this planetary influence. And our sensitivities are heightened, Venus in Pisces. So just be careful of any sort of chemicals at this time as well, because environmental stuff, just be aware of how you're feeling. Your body will be giving you signs if you can't consciously take note of some level. It's important. Boundaries, just think boundaries is the key word with this influence. So that's Venus in Pisces. Now, the other headline of the week is Saturn turning retrograde in Sagittarius until August 25th. So if you are a fire sign, born later in your sign, this will be affecting you more so, Saturn turning retrograde. Now, the outer planets and Saturn, I'm including in the outer planets, they do retrograde more often and the effects are not as noticeable. Now, the only time you might really pay attention to an outer planet changing direction, and in this case, Saturn turning retrograde on Wednesday, is if it is very close to one of your inner planets or personal planets from your natal chart. And so what that means is Saturn is turning retrograde at 28 degrees Sagittarius, and if you have anything at 28 degrees in your chart, this will be affecting you. Also, if you don't know your chart, but you do know your sign and you're born later in the sign, you're a fire sign, Aries, Leo, or Sagittarius, then the Saturn retrograde will definitely be affecting you. And just a quick note on that, if you haven't had your chart done, you don't know your chart, go to my website, theastrologer.com/chartwheel, get your free chart wheel, and then you can follow along to find out where your natal planets are or where they were at the time you were born. Now, Saturn retrograde on Wednesday through August 25th. Saturn is the taskmaster planet of the zodiac because it brings a guilt-inspiring influence into our lives. I'm making it sound all doom and gloom. Saturn does have a pretty tough reputation. There are good things that come about, but not at the time. Saturn is the type of planet that has you rolling up your sleeves and putting in some elbow grease. Nothing comes easily with Saturn. Saturn keeps us in check, and it reminds us that all work and... No, wait. It reminds us that all play and no work would leave us both homeless and penniless. So it's the flip, it's the reverse of all work and no play makes Jack a dull boy. In this case, it's the reverse. And so with Saturn, it operates like a parental figure. That's probably another way of thinking about it. And sometimes one that can be a little bit too severe at times. You know, there's always a time and a place to be carefree, to forget our responsibilities and just to enjoy ourselves. But Saturn will look on disapprovingly until you return to your duties. Its influence can feel pretty restrictive, and some of us might feel like being rebellious in response to its limiting effects. But Saturn does serve an important purpose, and that's keeping us on track in life, helping us move toward our karmic destiny. Saturn is all about karma. It's the planet that reminds us, even when we don't want to hear it, that everything we do has a has an effect on our soul. And on that note, we are going to take a short break, so stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Conscious Media for Conscious Minds. Om Times.
The number one reason girls drop out of school in sub-Saharan Africa is lack of access to feminine hygiene products. The Pads for Schoolgirls project, an outreach of Humanity Healing International, is changing this paradigm by setting up sewing programs at schools, teaching girls a vocational skill, while producing the reusable pads that help keep them attending classes. The girls pay it forward by making and giving pad kits to other girls in need. To learn more, visit humanityhealing.org. Humanity Healing is where your heart is.
Have you been searching for a perspective beyond the mainstream? Check it out. Join your hosts, Yelito Pascual and Diana Gold-Holland, on Share International Radio for thought-provoking views behind the news. Sundays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern, on Om Times Radio. You can also find us at shareontheairradio.org. This may be the message of hope you've been waiting for.
Hi, this is John Ondrasik of Five for Fighting, here for RAD, the entertainment industry's voice for road safety. You know, style is a personal thing, and your lifestyle is your business. But if you take it on the road, it becomes everybody's business. So please, plan ahead, designate before you celebrate. Friends, don't let friends drive drunk.
A public service announcement brought to you by RAD, the National Association of Broadcasters, and the Ad Council.
Hi there, welcome back to The Astrology Show. I'm your host and astrologer, Kelly Fox. Just before the break, talking about Saturn turning retrograde in Sagittarius. Now, this is energies at odds because Saturn is not well placed in Sagittarius. These two energies are fundamentally at odds with one another, with Saturn's emphasis on restriction and responsibility against the freedom-loving, expansive, restless vibe of Sagittarius. Saturn is also about structure, so the foundations of our life, the structure of our life, there could be some shifts and changes there. And this is more so, I said, for the fire signs, but also for the mutable signs. And if you were born towards the very end of the mutable sign, this is really affecting you, and that's Gemini, Virgo, Sagittarius, and Pisces. So there might be some changes to your foundation at this time and for the next couple of months with Saturn turning retrograde in Sagittarius. So the other energies of the week that we have going on Wednesday, we have Mars trining Pluto, and this is great news for the Earth sign. Mars is currently in Taurus and Pluto in Capricorn. So great for the Earth signs. And, of course, the Earth signs are Taurus, Virgo, and Capricorn. So with Mars trining Pluto, this is anytime I see this aspect, it's very energetic. It's like passion and purpose unite with this influence. Many of us will be able to accomplish an incredible amount of work and progress at this time with this influence. And it's a really great energy to work on long-range plans and ambitions. It's like if you can create a self-improvement program, get to it without any delay. You know, many of us will have a good sense of what's possible now, even if we know it will be difficult. So we're ready to roll up our sleeves, which goes really well with Saturn turning retrograde. It's like we might be feeling a bit restricted, but we can still have some movement going on. So this is a really, really great energy. Also on Friday, we have the Sun opposing Jupiter. Now, that's an interesting influence because the Sun is in Aries and Jupiter is in Libra. It's all about relationships. It's really interesting. There's a lot of planetary influences all about relationships. Of course, the first one is Venus retrograde. And I said it just retrograded back into Pisces, and so it's about boundaries. We've got Jupiter retrograde in Libra, the sign of relationships, and Friday, Sun opposite Jupiter. Well, Sun in Aries, which is all about independence, versus Jupiter in Libra, which is all about relationships and being coupled. So it's about finding a balance. And of course, the dreaded Mercury retrograde is happening on Sunday. So next week's show, I will be talking all about that. So when the Sun opposes Jupiter, which it will be doing on Friday, there are situations that can quickly escalate and get out of hand. So be careful with that. And sometimes it's like too much of a good thing. So there is such a thing as excess with this influence, even though Jupiter is the planet of luck and good fortune. The problem with this energy, with the Sun opposite Jupiter, is one of inflation. We just don't know when enough is enough. And also some people might come across self-righteous, which is the negative of Jupiter. And there's always a fine line between confidence and arrogance. So be careful where that line is. And no one would like to be challenged on their ideas and beliefs when the Sun opposes Jupiter. It's important to listen to what other people say, particularly in your relationship with the Venus retrograde, the Venus in Pisces, Jupiter retrograde, even the Saturn retrograde. It's all about responsibilities in life and our foundations. On Saturday, we have Venus square Saturn, and both are retrograde. Again, not so great for the mutable signs. That's Gemini, Virgo, Sagittarius, and Pisces. So Venus square Saturn, that's pretty challenging. It represents minor depression or sorrow, may cloud our perceptions. Some of us might be feeling anxious and pessimistic. Nothing seems to go right. And, of course, both planets retrograde or about to retrograde. Both are retrograde on Saturday. This is a really hard aspect on relationships. It brings up feelings of inadequacy or isolation. Feeling unlovable, it doesn't mean it's true, it just means how we feel with this influence. And of course, it depends on where this falls in your natal chart. I'm just looking up the degrees of where this aspect falls. April 8th, we've got Venus right at 28 degrees Pisces, forming a square to Saturn at 28 degrees Sagittarius. So if you're born later towards the signs of Gemini, Virgo, Sag or Pisces, this will be affecting you more so. But the good news is it's a short transit. It's a very short influence. It'll be over by next week. It's not like this goes on for weeks, months, years. It's definitely not that. Be very careful with spending when Venus forms a square to Saturn. Particularly a major purchase, be really, really careful because this might bring regret or even guilt with this Venus forming a square to Saturn. Also, others might be overly critical, so that's not good either. But be very careful about money and spending money. And then we have, here also on Saturday, the Sun forming a square to Pluto. Yikes. Okay, Saturday's not shaping up to be a great day for some of the signs, but power struggles. So when the Sun forms a square to Pluto, it's all about power struggles, which could be unavoidable. And they might blow up really fast and come out of nowhere, and people aren't feeling very flexible. So just be careful. Don't poke and prod others. Don't worry about power plays or picking your battles. Be part of the solution and not part of the problem. So there you have it. next week, then we have been Mercury retrograde. Anyway, enough of that. Let's move on to the weekly horoscope. So if you're an Aries, you may have to fight pessimism and depressive influences, especially with regards to your faith or your idealistic ideas. Even if it seems that you're getting nowhere, keep on going. The only way out is to move forward one step at a time. Now, if you're a Taurus, repressed or unwelcome memories could cause sleepless nights. But cling to the present and try to stay away from too much of a focus on the past. If you're a Gemini, a former relationship looms large in your life, whether you like it or not. If an ex is causing problems, be patient and be scrupulously honest with your current partner. If you're hoping to rekindle this relationship, take things steadily, don't rush in. If you're a Cancer, a tense and difficult week isn't helped by the flare-up of a long-forgotten or chronic health condition. Consider it a wake-up call. If you're a Leo, too much fun, too much socializing, not enough hard work. These things could come back to haunt you as responsibilities loom large and deadlines approach. If you're a Virgo, contact from a difficult or estranged family member stirs up mixed emotions. Don't allow relatives to damage your peace of mind. If you're a Libra, anxieties and phobias make life more difficult than necessary. Meditation and mindfulness help to center and ground you. If you're a Scorpio, overspending or financial recklessness starts to bite, and financially this could be a very testing week. On the plus side, these energies prompt you to be more resourceful. If you're a Sag, you face some big choices in both your personal and your professional lives. Listen to your instincts. All the reason and logic in the world can't hide the fact that something doesn't feel right. Your intuition kicks in just in time. If you're a Capricorn, privacy is important if you're to be at your best. Take plenty of time out to read, relax, rest, and recuperate. Too much social activity will drain you. If you're an Aquarian, you gave someone a second or third chance, but they let you down again this week. It's sad and disappointing, but consider it a sign. It may be necessary now to cut some friendship bonds for good, for the sake of your health and sanity. And finally, if you're a sweet Pisces, it's one step forward and three steps backwards in your working life, as unexpected obstacles get in the way of your projects. Adopt a positive can-do attitude and don't allow your frustrations to show in public. You've got this, Pisces. So that's your weekly horoscope. And just remember, we have love planet Venus that moved back into Pisces. And also we have Saturn, planet of responsibility and duty and obligation and discipline, turning retrograde on Wednesday. So that's it for tonight. Be sure to tune in to next week's show to find out about Mercury retrograde. On that note, have a great week and tune in next week. I'm Kelly Fox. This is The Astrology Show.